Well, there's 1,000 people have signed. There's many more thousands are concerned about some of the rumours that are going around about what the council might be planning to do with the library. The library has had its numbers cut. There used to be two people working there, and there's now just one person, as you can imagine. It's not possible to run a full service. The hours have been cut. And, of course, when that person goes on holiday, the library will have to close. I can't believe, though, that the council will let the whole of West Donegal, probably about 10,000 people in all, go without a library service, and they have promised to restore that. But more worryingly, and I think this is the heart of the petition, is there's some rumour about the library being removed from the Inner Chapel Crone, which is the cultural and social centre of the area.
Now, we don't know if these rumours are just that, or that there's some basis to them.
Well, we hope there isn't a basis, but as, you know, as the old saying goes, there's no smoke without fire. And it's best that the feelings of the community, you know, all of us, are made very clear to the council. And our local councillors know very well what the situation is. Marie-Thérèse Gallard is quoted in the paper, for example, and she's very much in support of keeping the library in the Inned where it is. I think the thing about it is you can't look at a decision like this in just straight cost terms. The Inned is it's been built around the library. And the library is the keystone in the arch, if you can imagine. You take the keystone away, then the whole thing starts to crumble. For example, the Inned holds classes for people who are looking to get back to work, for older people looking to learn how to use the internet, for example. There's a cafe there, tourist information. We hold many heritage events there. The Padre O'Donnell Festival is held there every year, for example. You take the library away, and you know, the whole thing starts to fall apart. It is impossible at the moment to get a tenant on that scale in Dunloe. Lots of places have closed. It would be a very bad decision if the library is moved away from the centre.
Is it very popular, Patrick? Is it used much?
It is. I'm in there all the time. And it's used a lot by people who are disadvantaged, you could say, you know, older people, pensioners. The two schools are just down the road. The National School uses it a lot, and the Rosses Community School, the secondary school, uses it a lot too. It's a few minutes away for them. So it's really those people who, younger people, older people, people who are currently looking for work. And as you know yourself, and it's particularly serious in this part of the country, there isn't the work around, and people use the library for social, you know, to meet people.